This is always such a quiet group. I think that's a Zoom phenomenon. No talking.
Well, let's get to talking. It's 3:30. So I will call to order the January 5th Des Moines Waterworks Planning Committee meeting. And we'll have folks introduce themselves as they speak. And I guess we'll just go ahead and get started, Ted, with the first item of the Sailorville Water Treatment Plant RO integration.
Yes, Andrea, I'll kick this off and then hand it to Nathan Casey pretty quickly here. But the RO integration at Sailorville Water Treatment Plant is kind of a long time coming. The Sailorville plant actually started up in February of 2011. So it's been in service for almost exactly 10 years. And when the plant was originally designed and constructed, it was constructed with three reverse osmosis membrane trains with the expectation that those three trains would be sufficient to remove hardness and result in 10 million gallons per day of water at appropriate hardness levels. But as time went along, it became clear that the three trains were not going to be able to produce the anticipated level of hardness in the water. And so some time ago, it was decided that we would add a fourth train there to provide some redundancy, but also to ensure that in whatever water conditions we might encounter from a source water perspective, that we would be able to produce the appropriate hardness all the way up to 10 million gallons per day. So in January of 2019, the board awarded a contract to Waldinger Corporation to install that fourth RO membrane skid. And that project is nearing completion. We'll likely be bringing acceptance of that project to the board in the not too distant future. I don't know if it will be a month or two or more. Maybe Nathan can give us a better perspective there, but we thought it would be of value to give the board an update on where that project is, share some photos and some information in anticipation of accepting the project in the not too distant future. So with that as an intro, I will hand it off to Nathan and let him share his update.
Thank you, Ted. Give me a second. Let me share my screen. Can everybody see that?
Nope. Not.
Nope.
No,
you don't see it yet. There we go.
There we go. Okay.
Now I can see it.
All right. So as Ted said, today I'm going to talk about the Sailorville Water Treatment Plant Reverse Osmosis Unit Number 4 project, or RO Unit Number 4. There we go. Ted mentioned some of this already, but the original Sailorville Water Treatment Plant included four ultrafiltration or UF membrane trains. And UF membranes are used to filter out suspended solids, bacteria, viruses, and other pathogens. And so all the plant water passes through the ultrafiltration membranes. After ultrafiltration, we have reverse osmosis or RO. And there were originally three trains. And RO is used to separate ions and unwanted molecules. Now, RO treats for a lot of things, but some examples are hardness as an ion that we want to remove for water aesthetics, and nitrate, which is an unwanted molecule that we remove for health purposes. There are many others. Ammonia is another unwanted molecule that will be removed. So RO is a very powerful treatment process that really removes a lot of different things. But you can only put a portion of the plant flow through RO. So 100% of the water goes through UF, and then we blend water through the RO in order to meet finished water goals. So maybe 50% of the water, maybe 55%. It's all about how much you need to get from your raw water to your finished water goal. So the plant was originally intended to provide 10 MGD, but the three RO trains proved to be a limiting factor during parts of the year. The hardness in the source water remained higher than was originally expected. And so with only three ROs, there were times when we couldn't meet the finished water hardness goals without either producing less water. Well, we would have to produce less water because we didn't have enough RO. We could have probably produced 10 MGD, but we wouldn't have been able to meet our goals, our water quality-based goals. So a fourth RO was planned for redundancy and to improve the capacity of the treatment plant. So the fourth RO, we used the same design parameters as the original three ROs. We didn't want to have a new piece of equipment that was kind of an oddball, that was different than the other three, that looked different, that operated different. We wanted to match the existing equipment as closely as we could. Here are some design parameters. We feed the RO approximately 1,476 gallons per minute, or 2.13 million gallons per day. For that flow, we get 1,181 gallons per minute, or 1.7 MGD of actual treated water. So there's about 300 gallons of water that's wasted constantly through this process. We call that concentrate. So that's a waste flow, and we lose about 20%. So it's called a design recovery rate of 80%. We get 80% of the water we put in. The RO has two stages and 294 membrane elements. And this is an example of a membrane element. And kind of the way this works is this is immersed in a vessel, these long vessels, a bunch of them are stacked up. We pressurize the water and the water is forced through all these tightly packed membranes into the center of this module. And that's the treated water that comes out the end. This unit was provided by a different manufacturer than the original plant construction. So originally the RO units were provided by GE and this one was provided by Wigan. That saved us about $218,000 by using a different manufacturer, but it did pose some challenges. And most of those challenges related to delays. It was harder to get Wigan to build an RO the way GE used to build them, if that makes sense. So that caused some delays, but we did end up putting the new RO unit online in March of 2020. The project hasn't been closed out yet because there's been some punch list items, and then we included some other we addressed some other issues in the Sailorville plant, smaller ones with this project as well that we didn't get finished, and we couldn't get finished because of COVID when we isolated the facilities to protect staff from COVID. We couldn't let our contractor on site, so. But most of that is done now, and I'd expect within the next couple months for us to bring this to the board for final approval. So this is the drawing, actually right out of the design plans. This is the Sailorville Water Treatment Plant. We've got the UFs down here, and these are the three original ROs, and then these darker lines is basically this project. It's this new RO equipment. There's a pump, cartridge filter, and then the RO equipment right here. Just to zoom in a little bit more on the top here, we have the plan view is more zoomed in plan view. And then we have kind of a section view that mirrors that if you were looking at it from the side. So the pump here is the pump here. This is the cartridge filter. And then this is the RO equipment. Another thing we were able to do is every once in a while you have to clean these ROs so they'll become scaled up with the hardness that we're removing, or you'll get bacteria growing in them and we don't want that. So you have to clean them every once in a while. And so we use a process called CIP or clean in place. And we were able to connect to the existing clean in place system because we matched the parameters with the existing RO. We were able to connect to that and reuse that because we only clean one RO at a time. So that's what this piping is here, is this is clean in place pipe, clean in place piping. Some of the challenges in this project is we needed to install some drains. So every once in a while, you need to flush the RO, which dumps a whole bunch of water on the floor. And so we needed to install some drains. And that's what these pipes here are stubbing up out of the ground. Those are parts of the new drains. But this column right here, which supports all of the piping over top of the ROs, was actually cast into the floor. It was integral to the floor. And so when we went to cut open the floor, we couldn't cut the floor open all the way because we didn't have anything to support all this piping without this column. So we had to bring in some excess shoring, some temporary shoring, and we actually demoed all this out and we re-poured this column with its own footing. So if we ever had to get into the floor again, we wouldn't have to temporarily shore. One of the reasons we did that is because the old RO, sometimes the old floor drains would get inundated and they would overflow and dump water out onto the floor. And so we wanted to put in a much more substantial floor drain. And so this is a 8-inch wide trench drain all the way around the whole skid to help, you know, help drain water out of this area faster. It's a very wet environment in there, and we wanted to be able to drain it faster. So that's why we had to cut that floor open as much as we did. So this is the RO equipment. It actually is assembled in a factory and shipped to site on a big truck. And we actually had to rent a crane to lift it off of that truck, and then we put it on some rollers and we're able to push it through this overhead door. Was a little concerned it wouldn't fit, but it did fit just fine. So that was good. Now I'll show you some pictures of the final product. So this is the new pump right here. It pulls off of this pipe, which is the water coming from the UF. And it pressurizes the water enough that we can force it through those really tightly packed RO membranes. So this is that pump. This is the cartridge filter that you saw before on the plans. And then this is the new RO unit. You can see it's a little bit different than the old ones. One thing is it's painted blue, which hopefully will be an improvement over the white. So this is the new equipment. You can see I've already got water draining to my new floor drain. So while we were doing this project, we kind of wanted to address some other smaller issues we had with the plant. And one of them is improvements to the plant vacuum system. So the plant has a vacuum system in order to make sure that equipment is submerged with water all the time. And originally the UF and the RO shared a vacuum system. And this created problems sometimes where the vacuum system was overtaxed, had a really hard time keeping up. And so we went in and we split the system and we installed a separate vacuum system. So now the UF has a dedicated vacuum system and the RO has a dedicated vacuum system. We actually left them connected though. So if we ever had to, we could go out there and with just simply opening a valve, we could run them off of one vacuum system again. And so this gives us some redundancy in the vacuum system that a failure of the vacuum system could have easily shut the whole plant down. So this gives us some redundancy there. We also replaced a manual strainer with an auto strainer. So when the plant was originally constructed, there was an auto strainer and a manual strainer. And the first thing the water does when it comes from the wells, the first thing it does when it comes into the plant is it goes through one of these two strainers. And the auto strainer is a self-cleaning strainer. So it cleans itself. And the manual strainer, you need to take it out and clean it manually. And what we ran into though was the auto strainer every once in a while had to be cleaned manually. And if you had a mechanical issue with the auto strainer, you didn't have a lot of time to get it fixed. And so it became a real hectic time if we had an issue, because the manual strainer would plug up very quickly. It's not like we had days or months with the manual strainer. In a lot of cases, we had hours. So we took the old manual strainer out and we replaced it with an auto strainer. This is just the vacuum system. We use compressed air to create a vacuum to pull water through this pipe right here. And then this is the auto strainer. This is the new one. plant raw water comes in from the wells right here, goes through the strainer, and then this goes to the rest of the treatment process. And this pump is used to as part of the cleaning process, the manual cleaning, automatic cleaning process, excuse me. And that's all. Does anybody have any questions?
Thank you for that update and for all the photos. It definitely helps me recall my tour of that plant and what the different pieces of equipment were. So I appreciate all of that. I do have one question. What is the lifespan of this equipment?
So the membranes have about a 3-year lifespan. So inside all these tubes are those membrane modules that I kind of showed right here.
Sure.
They're packed in there. And so they have a life expectancy of about 3 years. And we're actually on a rotating schedule where we replace one train of RO every year. Mm-hmm. The rest of the equipment has a much longer life expectancy, at least 20 years. And if you take care of it, it should last even longer than that. So.
Okay. Yeah. I was just curious if, I definitely understand and appreciate the wanting to keep everything the same. So it all runs on the same system. Just wondering if, if we're going to have a problem, in 20 years, trying to recreate any new equipment that we're going to have to put in there. But it sounds like we've got quite a bit of a lifespan with these things.
Right. If we did have to replace something, you wouldn't replace the whole thing. You would replace parts of it.
Thank you.
I'm curious how much runway for growth number four gives us. At what point, if ever, will we need number five?
So that's a great question. That's probably more of a longer term question, but the long range plan has us doing plant expansions in the next few years. And if you look at this building, all this open space right here was intended for future ROs. So we could get depending on how we want to do it, we could get more trains in here. So, but we're still working on the longer plan of which plant we expand first. How we go about our expansion. So,
Nathan, is it safe to assume though that if we did expand, we'd probably add three or four? We wouldn't do one.
Yes. Yeah.
We would make a substantial chunk.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mike. At this point, we're maxed out the UF. We've maxed out the UF treatment capability, and so we couldn't add another RO without adding UF. And at that point, you probably want to do a more substantial expansion.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Nathan, I think that originally the plant was designed, the building was designed with the thought that we could expand, we could double the original UF footprint and we could double the original RO footprint. And I think originally the hope was that we could go from a 10 MGD plant to a 20 MGD plant in the same building. Now that we've discovered that we need a little more RO than we thought, it might be a little harder to get to 20 within the same building, but there's room for more ROs and more UF in the same building, correct?
There's room for about three more RO trains if we stay with the same design that we have now. I know I've showed them to you, but in the past, there are alternative designs that would allow us to add more. And then yes, the original intent is this RO right here, this UF, excuse me, right here, would just be mirrored right here.
So the original building and the clear well and some of the other facilities there were designed with this future expansion in mind. And that's one of the reasons that we're looking at expanding Sailorville as one of our first options, either Sailorville or McMullen, because they were designed with some amount of expansion in mind. But we're likely going to evaluate that option more carefully in the coming year to help us determine what we should, where we should expand first.
Nathan, this was a great update. Thank you so much. Jenny Puffer, I see that you're on the call, and I remember standing out on the concrete before the building went up. This is kind of your baby. But Nathan, I am curious, are we getting the life out of each membrane now that we hope to get? I know we went back and forth. Can you address that?
So that is a very good question. Originally, they told us that the UF membranes would last about 8 to 10 years. We have not been getting that life expectancy. And we were told that the RO membranes would last 3 to 5 years, and we've been getting about 3 years.
Okay. Thank you.
Nathan, can you comment on, is it getting any better, or is it?
The UF or the UF membranes?
Right.
Yeah. I do not believe it's gotten a lot better. I do not believe it's gotten a lot better now.
So 4 or 5 years, is that the kind of?
That's what we've been going on. Yeah, it was about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
When we do have 3 trains that we're going to replace this year. And when we do that, we're hoping to do some membrane autopsies, which is where they do some electron microscopy to look at what's plugging up the membranes and what's damaging them. Hopefully we can figure that out.
Right. Well, this plant is, Sue, you will recall, there was great consternation over the fact that the plant originally struggled to produce 10 MGD.
Oh, yeah.
This project has resolved that, and we should easily be able to produce 10 MGD with the right water temperature. The membranes are very temperature sensitive, and we always knew that 10 MGD would be a summer flow rate, and then it would be lower in the winter. So we've gotten there. Still some challenges with the membrane life, but I will say that this plant produces exceptional quality water.
Yes.
As advertised. I also want to point out that you could sort of see it from some of the pictures that Nathan showed there, but Nathan and his team really had to shoehorn this equipment and piping into this building. And they did a great job of making it look, other than the skid is blue, it all looks like it was part of the original construction. And it all flows nicely. It's all maintainable. You can work around it. They really did a great job of keeping true to the original design and maintaining the effectiveness of the facility. This has been a very good project, even though we had COVID delay and the delay related to the floor. Other than that, it's been a very good project. And I think Nathan, very close to budget. I don't know that we can comment 100% on the budget yet until we bring it for final, but close to the original contract amount.
Yes. Yeah, close.
Very close. Any other questions for Nathan?
Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Don't hear any other questions. I assume we're holding CEO and general manager's comments until the end of the customer relations meeting.
Let's do that, Andrea. That sounds like a good plan as we're close to 4 o'clock here. Mm-hmm.
So that brings us to public comments. Do we have any members of the public with us this afternoon?
I recognize everyone on the call, so okay. I don't think we have anything extra.
Okay, I think I do too. Okay, well, with that, I will go ahead and close the Waterworks Planning Committee meeting and turn it over to Sue.